My name is Robert Corower, and from the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. I'm a fireman for the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra. In 1972, four Aboriginal guys took on the Australian government. They were from Redfern, but they kept on coming back and stayed at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy, which is in front of old Parliament House. Some of my cousins were there. I came later with Isabel Coe. Her husband, Billy Craigie, was one of those members, the four members who started at the Tent Embassy.
What is a fireman?
A fireman means we have a sacred healing fire in which we try to keep going, and we try to understand that the Aboriginal Tent Embassy loves Australia, and so we try to heal Australia with that fire, and we try to heal everybody in Australia with that fire.
What are some of the issues that the Tent Embassy has helped highlight over the last 40 years?
Well, 40 years of doing issues such as deaths in custody, you know, there's still a lot of that going on, and also now we've got the government intervention up there and another bill that's just been passed where they're going to continue the government intervention.
What's its main purpose now, do you think?
Just seeing other Aboriginal people from all over Australia who are endeavouring to preserve their sites and their land. And that's the only message that we'd like to give out to those people, because 40,000 years is a long, long time and we're still here. That's the message that we like to make loud and clear, that we've been here with the first Australians. The Aboriginal Tent Embassy represents that. That's the whole of Australia. Tony Abbott and Julie Gillard do not represent us. They're represented by the Queen, and we represent by our elders.
Were you there for the official 40th anniversary celebrations that turned sour when Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott were confronted by protesters?
Yes, I was there, and it was a very, very lovely day where we celebrated the 40th anniversary of the Tent Embassy, and everyone had a great time. And there seemed to be no problem except for the media blowout on this so-called issue with Tony Abbott and Julie Gillard over some shoe. You know, all these things were just a smokescreen to take the issues away and put them onto a shoe. Now, there's more important issues rather than Julia Gillard's shoe, and those issues are the government intervention and stopping that, the Racial Discrimination Act, and sacred sites. Prohibition, nobody's to go on sacred sites and destroy them. These sorts of things are more important than Julia Gillard's shoe.
Julia Gillard's shoe aside, you were responding to alleged comments that the Tent Embassy has become irrelevant. What did you think of that statement?
Well, then, if we're not relevant, the whole of Australia is not irrelevant, because we represent the whole of Australia, that including every tree, every animal, these things, and those sacred sites that I just mentioned. They got nothing to do with Tony Abbott, and they got everything to do with the Aboriginal people of Australia.
Has it changed much in the last 40 years?
Well, it hasn't changed at all. There's no buildings. Aboriginal people is not really represented by buildings, it's represented by the land. And the land is the thing that we care about. It's not buildings.
What does the future hold for the Tent Embassy?
We want to heal Australia, and then we'll heal the world. And that's what we're about. We want all the Aboriginal people and all the white people and all the people who haven't even been born yet to all be a part of this great nation. There is such a thing as love and peace and respect. And that's what we're trying to instill into the people that come here. You better respect the Aboriginal people and the Aboriginal lands.